You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for another Thursday. It's Favorite Thursday, and we are here to pray today. If God has given you life and strength to see another Thursday, just in about 30 seconds, lift up praise unto his holy name. For he is merciful. He is merciful. Because of his mercies, he is faithful. We give God praise today. We are studying God's word and praying. Let's still remember the theme for the season, stand out, from Galatians chapter 1, verse 5. That will hold on to the liberty that Christ Jesus has given unto us and not be tied down again by bondages. We give God praise for the liberty that he's won for us. And today we are focusing on this scripture, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Which reads that, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Most often we quote this scripture when it comes to giving, that when we give, God will supply our need. But when you look carefully at the context, Paul was addressing the Philippians, and he was telling them that because they had given to him, they had supported his ministry work. The God that he serves, who is the same God we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who sent his son Jesus Christ to save us, this God will supply their need, and they would never be in need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we serve the Lord, God's favor brings supernatural provision. His favor, it attracts provision to us. And it enables our lives to thrive regardless of the circumstance, whether it is COVID, whether it is chicken pox, measles. So whatever sicknesses, you know, scripture actually says that the sicknesses and diseases that he placed on the Egyptians, he would not do so to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he would bless our food and our water, and none shall be found feeble in our midst. Amen.
Amen.
So, regardless of the situation, including economic challenges, whether it is inflation or deflation, God will still cause us to thrive. Say, God will still cause me to thrive regardless of the situation by his favor.
God will still cause me to thrive regardless of the situation by his favor.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you are a child of God by his favor, you are favored. Another rendition is that you are blessed. And by God's favor, he, by his covenant, provides for you. All you needed to do was give your life to Christ Jesus. He takes care of the rest. That as you play your role, working, studying, by his favor, he will provide all your need as you serve him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this particularly to ministers, don't give up, don't be down. Be encouraged, be inspired by this word of God. Before we came to the scene, many people had served the Lord, including the Philippians that Paul was speaking to, that they served the Lord, providing, sacrificing for ministry work. In recent times, I was told about a man who said that he would not go to church. He didn't want to speak to pastors. He didn't want to have anything to do with church. And I know there are many people in that position, and the reason was that his grandfather served in the church. He sacrificed. He did so much in the work of God, serving in the ministry. And yet, by the time he died, things had gone down. It seemed the church didn't care. The body that he was a part of, as if they didn't care, as if they neglected him and the family. But I'm here to tell you that God sees our needs. We serve the Lord because we love him, and because of what he has done for us, we can never pay him back. In love, we offer our lives as a living sacrifice unto him. There are people who died following Jesus. That is where Jesus who said that you must die to the flesh. People gave their lives. They were murdered or killed by lions openly whilst people were mocking them. These were things that our brothers and sisters at the teething stages of the church went through. Ask yourself whether anybody has even brought a lion to chew you before. So no matter the issues we go through, we in our day face challenges in other ways. There are people who are backslidden because they felt that the economic situations are too much, and so they give up. But today, because of the favor of God, be encouraged. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will supply your need. Don't be worried as to how he will do it. Or someone say, oh, as for me, I'm in a hopeless situation. There are prophets in scripture who have been in seemingly hopeless situations, but God still made provision. Look at the children of Israel. For how many years were they in the wilderness? But the Lord miraculously fed them every single day. The Lord is our provider. Amen.
Amen.
And so we are praying that Father in heaven, bless the work of my hands and cause it to prosper exceedingly for your glory in Jesus' name. And this from Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand. The Lord's good treasure is our heritage. So we are praying, Father in heaven, bless the work of my hands and cause it to prosper exceedingly for your glory in Jesus' name. You can lift up your hands wherever you are and begin to pray.
Thank you.
to your word in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12. Open unto us your good treasure, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, our Father in heaven, we pray that bless the work of our hands and cause it to prosper exceedingly, exceedingly, exceedingly for your glory in Jesus' name. Cause us to thrive, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make, Lord, your provision unto us, Lord, your good treasure, exceedingly, exceedingly, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank the Lord. We are praying our second prayer. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. The Lord made provision in Exodus chapter 12, verse 36, by letting the Egyptians give unto his children everything that they needed, anything they asked for. And so we are praying that, Father in heaven, please grant me favor that attracts provision and resources for your work. Favor that attracts provision and resources for your work. There are people who have seen that, yes, other people have the resources, the very resources they need to succeed. But you can't go and steal these resources. You'll be arrested. But God can make provision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he alone has the invisible hand to execute wealth transfer. The unbeliever lays up gold for the dust to take over. Only our God can cause wealth transfer. And sometimes he does it miraculously. He uses all manner. He can use plagues like the Egyptians. He can use wisdom, like in the case of Joseph. He can use miracles, like in the case of Daniel, to reposition you for wealth transfer. And so God is your go-to for resources. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so please, we are praying, Father in heaven, please grant me favor that attracts provision and resources for your work. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. For your work, for your work, for your work, oh Lord, for your work, for your work, for your work, oh Lord. Resources for your work. Lord, only you can provide. Only you can provide. Only you can provide. Lord, miraculously, by your outstretched hand, by your mighty hand, Lord. Lord, render unto us resources for your work. In the mighty name of Jesus, like you transfer from the Egyptians to your children. In the name of Jesus. Rababaya kabaya nerebebea babo shekebebea rebebea barabaya barabaya kaba rababaya nerebekebebea ba mayandorororia nerebea kabarabaya baraba rababaya nerebebea ba kabarabaya ne. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our very last prayer from Psalm 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. It continues that no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. He's a sun and shield, and he will give grace. He will give grace. We are praying, Father in heaven, please let your grace and glory surround me in all I do in service to you and also to my neighbor. Let your grace and glory surround me in all I do in service to you and also to my neighbor. As scripture says, that love your neighbor as yourself. So the love of God in us must translate to our neighbors. But as we serve, let the grace of God and his glory surround us. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lord, as I serve you, let your grace and glory surround me, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. For every member, Lord, with hearts of service, Lord, serving, Lord, serving you, serving you, serving you, serving you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let your grace and glory be made available, Lord, to surround, to surround, to surround, to surround your children, in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever we go, Lord, your grace and glory. Wherever we turn to your grace and glory. Wherever we move, your grace and glory. Every single day, your grace and glory. 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 Surrounding us, surrounding us, surrounding us, surrounding us, surrounding us, surrounding us. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord. If you have heard us pray, you have heard promises like attraction, attraction of wealth. You have heard promises concerning the grace and the glory of God. You have heard all these things. But to access them, you can do so only by submitting to God's laid down procedure. And his procedure for us receiving his promises is first to establish relationship, which is by Christ Jesus, his son. There is only one way, for Jesus is the only way to our Father in heaven. And he gave his life that for us, that because of his shed blood, we would not suffer eternal damnation, but will be translated into eternal life. And so this day, I want you to say this short prayer after me. If you've never given your life to Christ Jesus, just say this short prayer after me. And Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, will come into your heart, and your life will, from this day, be a living one and not dead. So please, let's pray. Say, Father in heaven, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life this day to you. Please forgive me of my sins. I turn away from each one of them, and I open up my heart, my spirit, soul, and body to you. That, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you. From this day, I serve you alone. You are my King. I am your servant. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Please, let's lift up praise unto our Lord.
Yes. Yesuma niawaye dosum. Yesuma niawaye dosum. Titi trini nyamni diwo niawaye. Oh. If you just gave your life to Christ, contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-0009090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.